What would the city of Boston's development process look like if residents had a greater say? That question is at the heart of a project by city artist-in-residence Lily Shea. She made two short films and a phone hotline in partnership with a member of the Boston Planning and Development Agency. The project explores scrapping the BPDA entirely and aims to help the agency understand how it could better center the interests of residents. She joins me now. Thanks for being here, Lily.
Thank you so much for having me.
So your project takes a few forms. One of the films you worked on with the Roxbury Youth Program really gets at what young people are feeling amid the current housing crisis. Can you tell us more about kind of what the kids had to say?
When we first started working together, I was going to their program and doing workshops on gentrification. That eventually led us to this question of, like, who decides what gets built in Boston? Who decides what happens to a neighborhood like Roxbury? And started asking them, you know, if you could build anything in Boston, what would you build?
I'll definitely build more gyms, more like roller skating, you know, just fun places like trampoline parks.
So some of the things that they were talking about were, you know, things that are fun, like places for roller skating, but also getting very real with what it's like to be a young person right now and to be someone who doesn't really have a voice in what happens, you know, what gets built in the city. There's these two brothers, Severio and Roydell, that talk about being in 12th grade and not knowing what's going to be ahead of them when they graduate.
It's a little nerve-wracking of, you know, it's a lot of pressure. Like, what am I going to do with my life? How am I going to afford to live? All the kids that we kind of grew up with in our neighborhood, they all moved out.
All gone.
They're all gone. I don't see them anymore. And I'm just like, I'm scared.
They definitely also wanted rent control was one topic that got brought up.
Another of your films focuses on Chinatown, and you talk to people there about what they think their neighborhood needs. And what did they say?
Yeah, so for the film in Chinatown, that was made with a group of residents and organizers. So with that group, I started with the question of, like, what would a life-affirming institution of planning and development look like?
I think I want to ask Chinatown, like, what are your dreams or what do you want to do?
One thing that coming up was, like, you know, what if an institution of planning and development approached us not as stakeholders, but as collaborators? You know, what if we were the ones that were maybe posing the questions of, like, what should get built or what our community needs, as opposed to the other direction, you know, developers coming to us and say, this is what we're going to build.
I want to get to the phone hotline. Why is a phone hotline, you know, part of this project?
Yeah, the phone hotline sort of emerged really organically. You know, there was a question that I was asking the different groups that I was working with. Imagine you're the mayor of Boston in the year 2100, and what are the news headlines that you're seeing?
Thank you for calling in to the year 2100. It's been 77 years since Boston residents created their own institution of planning and development to guide the growth of the city.
I just thought that the answers were so compelling that people were saying, so I ended up recording them and putting them all together.
Breaking news, the BPDA equips 100 families to stay 100 years in each neighborhood.
Some people were really positive. They're like, you know, imagining, you know, we have so much affordable housing because there's pod housing that extends like infinitely into the sky. And then some people are really dystopian and they were like, you know, actually in 2100, things have gone really bad and we are really into cars. We put all the cars on the surfaces. So all the people have been pushed underground and all the cars are on the surface and folks are living underground.
People calling into the hotline, people watching the films, people at the BPDA. I mean, what do you want them to take away from this?
I'm hoping that what these films and what this hotline will spark for people is just a feeling of possibility. And the possibility of what we could build in the place of what we have today is really expansive. We, you know, there was a time where community feedback wasn't requested in the city. That was not that long ago. And so for now, there's been this change now towards having public meetings, having community feedback. That's a huge change. You know, knowing that, that's where we came from, I think for me gives me a lot of hope for where we could be going.
Boston artist in residence Lily Shea, thanks so much for being here and sharing what you heard.
Thank you so much. It was so nice to be here.